brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Same time tomorrow, Jim Tucker of American Free Press, covering Bilderberg for 30-plus years, will be joining us. They've narrowed it down to several hotels. There's army and police guarding several of them. A reporter got arrested, detained with London Guardian by guys with machine guns yesterday. That's in the front page of the Guardian today. So we got Jim Tucker for this segment. A little bit of the next is a meeting, a pooling meeting with the media is going on right now in his hotel. We've pulled him away. Okay, Jim, give us the data dump. Jim Tucker, what's the latest you've got from Bilderberg?
Well, you talked about the Guardian reporter who interviewed me yesterday, this morning. He was one of a large number of reporters who, with cameras, TV-type guys mostly, who were on public land taking photographs. The cops came up, surrounded them, took their film away. Many of them were held for several minutes with drawn guns pointed at them. So it's all being American Free Press, not this next issue you get, but the one after that one. So it's been very brutal security, very heavy security. Yet there's a lot of reporters here who are pursuing them, and we're getting a lot of good information. For example, we now know that Bilderberg is telling his little pet weevil, Obama, to go after the U.S. Acceptance of the International Criminal Court Treaty. You know the history of that. Bilderberg Clinton signed off on it, but would not submit it to Congress for ratification when a test vote showed it failed by more than 90 votes. So Obama's being told to sweet-talk somebody in the senator. So wouldn't sign off, but they were scared by the voters who objected so strongly. And then hope for a more left-wing Senate elected in 2010, so that in January 2011, they can pass the thing late on a Saturday evening, too late for the morning, Sunday morning papers, too late for the morning talk shows, and assure them that the American people be unaware of it, will not be reported. You can vote for it without risking your political neck. Of course, we knew about other parts of the agenda in advance. That's the only new thing I've got right now, but we're getting a lot of good information daily. I'll have a lot more tomorrow. And a lot more before I come home on Sunday. And we have some people lingering here until Monday to do some follow-up. But there's and the amount of money they spent on security this year to rent a big, huge resort to keep it empty. And then the other resorts themselves, the third resort is being renovated. Can you imagine the big bucks they spend to say, we'll pay you not to fill up that resort, to keep it empty.
Nobody. Okay, Jim. So, Jim, to be clear, what are the names of the resorts, and which one are you honing in on? Which one do you believe is probably the place?
Well, I know for a fact that there's the Nausicaa. I always have the trouble pronouncing Nausicaa Astaire Hotel. I know for a fact that they're the. Good Lord, you've never seen so many cops. You always see a lot of cops. But for blocks away, my hotel is about 2.5 miles away.
Okay, so you're saying they hired other giant resort decoys then. Are you saying... Go ahead.
It's not a decoy. They hired it so that they could close the main gate leading to the whole palace, all the palace grounds. So they're sealed off at the... street now. That's the reason they reserve the empty hotel, just to keep it empty so they can seal it all off. If you're not Bilderberg or Bilderberg staff, you don't get in. So that kept the demonstrators away. All the demonstrators are there. They're being heavily intimidated, but there's also heavy media attention, too.
All right, Jim, we're going to do a few more minutes on the other side. I want to specifically ask you, it sounds like you're saying this, but we'll get the answer in a couple minutes. Is this the most security you've ever seen for Bilderberg? And is Tim Geithner there? And Harrods, Times of London, they're all admitting it's world government. They have validated everything we've ever said. Stay with us.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jim Tucker, he's got to go back into a press conference. We pulled him away from that. He's surrounded by media. Jim, are you saying this is the most, in 30-plus years covering this, the most security you've ever seen?
Yes.
Okay.
It goes from blocks and blocks up and down the road.
And then we have a London Guardian reporter just walking on the beach sidewalk, he says, and they run over with machine guns and throw him in a police car.
Yes, they did, and as I said before, that's happened to a large number of media types out there yesterday and today.
Oh, so it's, they mean business.
Many of the European media guys have been grabbed and held, guns pointed at them, screamed at, their films ripped out, or forced to erase their film, and stuff like that. There'll be a lot in the paper on that very subject.
AmericanFreePress.net. When are we going to see some of your first reports on this?
Well, the paper that was being mailed today, Thursday, will have a report I filed, this morning, your time. It'll have about a 500-word story on what little we've learned in advance of the meeting and some photographs. And then the full report will be the paper that goes to press a week from today, but I'm back in Washington.
Good, and we're going to have you on next week as soon as you get back. You're always gracious, and tomorrow at 12 noon, our time. What time is it in Greece, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, now two final questions, Jim, here, and this is key. So you've identified the hotel. They've shut down a whole complex, though, blocks and blocks. We're getting reports that Tim Geithner is going to be in attendance, and even the Times of London and others are saying that his schedule is suspiciously empty and that this is the final meeting setting up the new banking infrastructure.
Yeah, well, Geithner was there last year. Secretaries of Defense, State, and Treasury always attend, as you know, as do high officials of the White House and other government figures. So he's definitely here. And Carl Bilk is going to make a speech about how to exploit the economic downturn to boost along the U.N.'s World Department of Treasury.
Now, that's illegal, isn't it, to have sitting government officials at a private meeting in secret discussing and setting policy? That's a violation of the Logan Act.
Criminal act under the Logan Act. And a lot of cute little liberals say, well, the Logan Act was passed in 1787 or 89, something like that. Well, sure, it's still there. It's been amended many times over the years. That doesn't that shows that Congress still favors the Logan Act when they amend it to tighten it up. But if it had not been amended, it's still the law until it's repealed.
All right, one last question, because London Guardian reporter Charlie Skelton was supposed to be on the show. He's now in a police station. This is breaking news. I know you're going to hear this, Jim Tucker, but I've got to get this final question, and unless your phone line gets lost or something, any other key information from your Bilderberg sources about what is on the agenda? We know they're pressuring Obama to pass this gun ban treaty, and Obama's given speeches saying he does want to do that. Is that on the agenda, the global currency tax, the greenhouse taxes, the carbon taxes? I mean, what's on the agenda?
All of that's on the agenda under the program that we need a United World Action, global action on a global basis by global government. That's all on the agenda. It's being pushed very hard.
And this must be an important meeting if it's the greatest security you've ever seen. Jim Tucker, stay there one moment. I know you've got to go to that press conference, but Charlie Skelton, who was already picked up by police, and that's the London Guardian, and I thought got out of it, is back in the police station. Is he there reporting, or has he been arrested? I know you want to hear this, Jim, so stay there for a moment. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian, have you been arrested again?
Well, I wouldn't say arrested, detained again. Yes, I seem to be making a habit of this. That's twice now in 2 days.
Jim Tucker's on the line with us and can get this out to the press conference he's about to go back to. Jim, do you have any questions for London?
I'll tell the guys we'll get downstairs. So you're going to survive, Charlie.
Sorry, I can't quite hear.
Jim Tucker got me out of jail. Okay, tell us what's happening right now, Mr. Skelton.
I'm being entered into the logbook again.
Okay, let me just say bye to Jim then. Jim, we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon, okay?
Very good. Good luck, Charlie.
Talk to you at 8 o'clock your time. Sorry about that. Jim had to go. Okay, I'm going to shut up. London Guardian reporter there. And under international law, let me just tell you, Mr. Skelton, in case you don't know, when they turn their lights on, you're detained. When they put handcuffs on you or make you go somewhere, you're under arrest. So they don't ever want to tell you that, though, because when it turns out it was wrongfully done, it would be false arrest. So they play game, a Jedi mind trick of telling you, we may have forcibly taken you here, but you're not under arrest. You are under arrest. Now, you've been falsely arrested. Tell us what happened.
Well, it's rather embarrassing because I've been there's the same police here again today who were telling me, I can't believe we're seeing you back here. And I was saying that I was just trying to photograph the delegates as they arrived at Bilderberg. Which I was doing. I was trying to get a couple of nice arty shots, you know, to illustrate my piece. So I'm doing a series of pieces for the Guardian website. I'm not a paparazzi. I don't have a long lens photo. They're detaining me because I'm standing at the side of the road with a little 50-pound digital camera. And it's
now, world leaders, 150, it's now 150 world leaders meeting publicly to set world policy. They now brag about it. We've gotten their documents. And you're evil with one of the biggest newspapers in the world. What, top 10 newspapers, London Guardian, in the world? You're there, and how? And this is the freedom of the EU. Please continue.
Well, it's a little bit. I keep telling them. In fact, one of the policemen has been quite sympathetic, and he said, "Look, I appreciate. Look, I'm just doing my job. We're in a difficult situation here, and you know, I said, I hope there's a protest tomorrow, and he said, you know, it would be good if there was a different voice being heard. And this is one of the policemen here, because, you know, I do appreciate that I'm just being held by local policemen, you know, who have been put in a very difficult situation, I think, by the sudden descent of all these people on this tiny, you know, relatively small little Riviera town just outside Athens. And so I feel a little bit sorry for them, but I don't feel sorry for the fact that they keep telling me just nonsense about how I can't take photographs of things, and then they keep withdrawing what they're saying, and they don't really have anything to say to me. They're just going through the motions. And, you know, the very idea that I'm standing at the side of the road. Sorry, I'm just going to step to one side, sorry. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just telling the policeman I'm not leaving. It's just slightly bizarre that I'm standing at the side of the road taking little arty photographs of a Mercedes-Benz as it whisks past. And then suddenly, you know, there's another seven policemen, you know, around me, two of them plain clothes, and they're giving me the whole, you know, what are you doing, who's this, give me your ID, what's all this. And I'm just thinking, God, what, you know, you're focusing on the wrong thing, and I do feel...
Well, Mr. Skelton, they're violating...
For the police forces.
They're violating the Geneva Convention, they're violating every canon of a free press, they are engaged in criminal acts, so I wouldn't be so gentlemanly about it, I mean, because they're violating you right now, they're violating me, I want you to know that, because I'm a journalist.
I don't think they know what they're doing, I genuinely don't think they know what they're doing, I don't think they know what's happening here. I don't think anyone does.
Well, they've clearly been ordered.
You know,
I don't think
people in the street know what's going on. I don't think they know what's going on. All they know is that they've got someone.
Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter.
Sorry.
No. I just want to make clear here to you, because I've been in the position you're in for 16 hours before. Sir, obviously they're compartmentalized. They've been told arrest, harass, track, trace, tail anybody that gets anywhere around the world leaders setting for the global government conference where they adjust their world government program every year. So, did you know Jim Tucker's been shot at in Portugal? Did you know I've been death threatened? Did you know my wife's been called up and threatened when I'm at Bilderberg by them? Did you know that I've been detained for 16 hours, and they told me in Canada that if they found a pinup girl of Betty Page, that would be illegal transfer of pornography. They searched all three of our laptops, and thank God none of my staff or I had even accidentally visited a topless, you know, site or something. I don't know what computer
they don't hit my laptop.
No, but don't give them the idea. Don't give them the idea. My point is that these are terrorists. And they were told to do that by Bilderberg. They told me they took me off the plane when I got there and took me into customs for 16 hours or 15 hours because Bilderberg had called them. So I'm telling you, this is a big news story that you're a journalist. I'm a journalist. We're trying to cover this. And you're now in a police station. But they're obviously letting
me... They're trying to remove me from the, you know, from just being an interested concerned citizen, which is basically what I hear. It's what I'm being. I'm an interested concerned citizen, and and I'm taking a couple of photographs on a little camera, and they're removing me from the scene. And it is just obviously this blanket policy of getting everyone away from it, keeping the lid on it, and. You know, and all these, these massive limousines come in with the tinted windows, and it's crazy. It's one of the most surreal experiences of my life. This is the first Bilderberg I've ever been to, and it's genuinely surreal.
Well, Charlie Skelton, we're going to skip this break in case they come over and turn your phone off. We're skipping a network break. Stations, this is not your break anyway, so it won't matter. We will take the bottom of the hour local break for everybody, but we are skipping this break. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Forgive me if I get excited, sir, but, you know, I'm one of these hot-blooded Texans. You're there for the second time. Tell us how this arrest happened today.
The one today, I was, it's getting towards the end of the afternoon here. I walked up the hill towards the hotel entrance. I was actually staying away from the hotel entrance because I didn't want to be arrested. You know, I thought, you know, I'm going to play it nice and safe today. I don't want to end up in the police station. So I was just sitting by the side of the road in full view of some policemen, by the way, just taking some low shots of the sort of Mercedes wheels going by in case I happened to get something looking pretty that I could put on the website to accompany the stories that I'm writing. And suddenly, a motorcycle cop comes over A car pulls up, two plainclothes come out, another police car come out, two more policemen. And, you know, it's getting to be a real thing here. They're throwing a lot of people at a very small problem. When I wouldn't even class myself as a problem. You know, and suddenly I'm surrounded. And, you know, and the pressure comes on and, you know, it's everyone swaggering their shoulders at me. And it wasn't as bad as yesterday when, you know, they were shouting at me and they were prodding me in the shoulder. And, you know, and I really, it was quite, it got quite
and
nasty.
Pointing machine guns at you, you said.
No, they weren't pointing machine guns at me. They had machine guns there. I mean, you know, when you're being detained and you see someone with a walking towards you with a machine gun, you kind of notice the gun, and it's not nice. And you know, oh look, there go the policemen now. The two plainclothes off to harass someone else. It's not a very nice feeling. And you know, and I didn't feel as threatened this time because we had more.
So they took you and put you in a car.
Sorry.
So they took you then and put you in the police car.
They pressured me into the police car. I don't really know my rights. I have no idea about this kind of thing. I really don't.
When armed men of the government are these local police or federal police?
I think by and large they're local.
Yeah. Okay. Police with guns put their hands on you and stick you in a police car and take you to a police station, you're under arrest. And I'm not mad at you here, but I think you're going through some Crime Stop or some doublethink here. Kind of like when, you know, Winston's neighbor's being tortured by O'Brien, but he still thinks he kind of deserves it. No, you're being violated. You keep saying you've done nothing wrong and that you're a small problem. They are the problem in supposedly free Europe coming over and grabbing you. Now, Jim Tucker told us they've arrested a bunch of other journalists. Have you seen that?
I haven't. No, I've not really had much contact with anyone else here today. I had breakfast with Jim. But apart from that, I've not really seen anyone. I've just been keeping myself to myself, writing up another. I wrote up the account of last night, and I was actually going to write tomorrow. Well, tonight I was going to write about just the kind of strange, surreal, and farcical nature of people arriving in ultimate privacy. You know, keeping the windows tinted, keeping the shades down. You know, what on earth do they think they're going on? What is in their minds? What, it's so pathetic that they're having this meeting. It's kind of pathetic. As much as,
sir?
You know, you have different feelings about it. You might be angry. You might be insulted that they're having this meeting in private. I kind of find it a little bit tragic.
Mr. Skelton, they've stolen $14.8 trillion in 7 months of U.S. taxpayer money. The global banking ministers are meeting. They've stolen $10 trillion from Europe and England together. It would be tragic if they didn't control the military. We have Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome documents, sir. They're calling for world population reduction. They're calling for world taxes to enslave us and to, quote, streamline our lifestyles, lower our standard of livings. Yeah. They want one-child policy. They're meeting their mobsters. So, of course, but they're mobsters that the state and the government work for and protect. I mean, you got 150 world leaders, kings, queens, banker heads, government ministers, meeting in secret, violating the Logan Act, the U.S. ministers, and then you, the London Guardian. Isn't the Guardian in the top five newspapers or is the top ten?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's one of the big broadsheets, so it's, you know, what, top five.
But, I mean, the London Guardian is the biggest paper in Europe. I mean, I know that because I've been to Europe. No, that's the paper you see everywhere.
I should point out, I'm not really, I'm not a journalist. I write jokes about, you know, Amy Whitehouse and for a living. You know,
that's why they sent you, because they thought you wouldn't be able to recognize what was really happening. But I think you're a smart guy.
With respect, that's not what happened. I was aware that they weren't going to send anyone, and no one was writing about this. So I approached them, and I said, you know, under the cover, you know, of wanting to make a few jokes about it, I said, why don't I go over and cover this? They said, okay, that sounds funny. So, you know, I've started to be able to, you know, just, I hope in my small way, raise a little bit of awareness about this, because you would not believe the lack of awareness and the lack of just basic knowledge or even caring about this situation and about, you know, global power structures. There is just such ignorance. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, let me throw this in. They just walked in with a bunch of mainstream articles out of Greece, England, you name it. Yes, there are members of the State Department and others on record meeting in Greece this weekend. So all these Obama people are going over to Greece, but then the news won't say they're there because it's a felony. Now, Rick Perry, in 2007, he's the first to ever arrogantly tell the Dallas Morning News he was going to Bilderberg. And he went to Istanbul, Turkey. Now, the article yesterday that you were in kind of said you were going to Bilderberg to see if it existed. Let me ask you now, does it exist?
Oh, yeah. Yes. 100%. It exists.
Do those police exist that took you to jail?
Well, yeah. I'm calling from the police station. You know how many times I've been in a police station in my life? Twice. Both days here at Bilderberg.
Now,
you know, I've never been arrested. I've never had a crossword with a policeman. And now suddenly this.
Yeah, but that's what Winston Smith's upstairs neighbor, when he brings him into the cell and he goes, "They got you too?" And he's like, "I don't know why I'm here. I must have done something. I'm sure I deserve it. My son turned me in. I'm so proud of him." I mean, do you understand that's the level we've reached?
I hope I'm not coming across as that. I hope I'm not saying I've done something wrong here. I really
yes, you're evil.
What I am saying, though, is that, you know, forgive me if I'm, you know, you've been doing this for years. This is my first Bilderberg. I know I'm a bit naive. I know that. I appreciate that. And it has been a real eye opener for me, and it's just been an extraordinary experience, and you know, and it's made me more aware of the seriousness of the situation, because there are people here taking this thing very seriously. So I think everyone should.
Are they going to let you go?
Well, do you know what? I don't know. They're just sitting about. It's strange. I'm just sort of here. I don't really know
Obama says he supports indefinite detention, like Bush. So maybe this is the last time we'll ever talk to you. Maybe that's just all.
Well, I don't know.
Where'd Mr. Skelton go? Where did Charlie go? Oh, you know, he disappeared. It's part of freedom.
Well, give my love to mom and dad.
Yeah, well, hey, in fact, this may be the last time. You want to say bye to your family, maybe?
I'm not going to do anything so chilling.
But, I mean, you know, this is freedom. I mean, you know.
I also, on a serious note, this is the first time I've experienced, you know, in a very, very real, visceral way, the withdrawal of freedoms. Just the other day, on a related note, I found out that the EU had stopped a number of basically limited the number of seeds that you can sell legally to members of the public in the UK. This is a directive from Europe, so they're limiting the number of seeds. I was trying to buy some heritage seed varieties. I suddenly found out I couldn't unless I became a member of a seed club, and I suddenly thought, God, this is it. You know, my freedom here.
No. We went on air. We keep telling listeners that all over they're buying up the heirloom seeds, putting them in UN
yes.
armored vaults. You can hardly get them. They're trying. Listen, there are a bunch of U.S. cities in Oklahoma, Oregon, you name it. One of them's Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they want to make you get a license to have a garden. I mean, we're in a prison, folks. These people mean business. I'm sorry. Go ahead about your point about the seeds.
Well, no, it's just that was. I think that was one of the first occasions where I suddenly felt the hand of the EU limiting me as a citizen wanting to do a perfectly innocent, in fact, good thing. You know, and I was thinking, this is ridiculous. This is it's an absurd situation.
What type of seeds
buy.
Were they? Maybe they could be used as weapons, Al-Qaeda. We have SWAT teams here raiding aloe vera plantations because it's evil. It helps
maybe
for burns.
Maybe they're protecting me from these terrible seeds. Maybe, you know, I've
Sir,
gone
let's
those.
Talk
but anyway,
about
I mean,
the
you know,
weapon.
We're laughing, but it's actually, when it comes down to things like DNA, genetics, and seeds, and you know, ownership of water, these are massive,
Sir,
fundamental,
Sir,
fundamental
for 36 years
of human life.
For 36 years, they've taken in the UK, Australia, the US, Canada, New Zealand, your blood at birth. I have the secret documents on this 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They go, yeah, we take your blood illegally. If you don't like it, we got weapons. Now, sir, I'm trying to understand here. We really appreciate you joining us, a London Guardian reporter from the police station there where you're being held. Can you tell us what police station you're being held in? In case this is the last time you've ever seen?
I can't even say it's the one that sounds a bit like Valuga Mini. It's where the place is. It's the police station local to the hotel resort that they've taken over for Bilderberg.
And the hotel is located where outside Athens?
It's about 20 kilometers outside Athens on the Riviera, they call it. Beginning with V, and I can't say it, Volubmini or something. And so that's where I am, and, you know, I can see that. I just sat at the side of the road for a couple of hours just watching the I can see where I was sitting from here, watching the delegates come round the roundabout and zoom in
right.
with their police escorts.
Well, sir, I want to continue to talk to you. We got to take this break. Back in 3 minutes. Can you stay with us, Charlie Skelton?
Okay.
But I want to find out, because this may be a reason to arrest you, I want to find out what seeds, were they carrot, were they tomato, were they potato? Because you may get put on a terror list, sir. This guy's hardcore, folks. He's trying to buy seats. Be right back. Oh, my God. I'm scared.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We will not be forgotten.
You know, I'm not joking when I get up on air and I say that what you're seeing in Europe, England, the United States, Canada, is tyranny. We're one step away from him just disappearing. When I was in Canada, they said, you're here to ship drugs in, aren't you? And I was like, no. And they said, listen, we find one porno picture on those computers, you're going to get years and years in prison. And I said, these are our office computers? And I said, what, like illegal porn? He goes, no, anything. Topless girl, you're going to prison. So they spent hours and hours searching them. Thank God none of the office computers, because who hadn't clicked on something by accident or on purpose or whatever? You know, porn's everywhere on the web. None of it on our computers. And they were cussing at me, screaming at me. It sounds like the Greeks aren't that mean. They did shove on him and grab him, he said. But that's where this is going. I mean, I was there being told how I was going to be going to a Toronto prison. Going back to our guest, London Guardian reporter, he's filed two stories now, one about his arrest yesterday and one about how he was going, and, breaking it down. And we go back now to Charlie Skelton. Charlie, you're in the police department right now. Are you miles away from the meeting spot of Bilderberg?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. There was loud Greek voices. Sorry.
sorry.
So you're just stuck in the police department, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, no, well, I've got a feeling I'm about to be waved off. What with me, A, being no threat whatsoever, and B, no one seems to know what's going on.
What type of questions? Well, because they're so compartmentalized. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to pass you over to one of the policemen, if you'd like.
Oh, I'd like to talk to him. What's his name?
Yeah, okay, it's a lady. It's the one I described as... it's the one I described as the Christina Aguilera. I'll put her on. Oh, hold on.
Oh, okay, lovely Greek lady.
Oh, she's gone away. Oh, how annoying.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk to you. Sir, look, more importantly, can you tell us about the EU law and being registered to be able to buy seeds? Can you tell me...
Here we go. I'm off. Go, my friend, go. Okay, thank you very much.
But no. Ask him if you'll be arrested again if you take photos of Bilderberg. Ask him.
Oh, he's gone. Hold on. Actually, that's a good question. I will ask that. Hold on. I'm going back into the police station.
That's good. You need to have that attitude. They're the ones engaging in crimes. See, he feels guilty. He's like, go, my friend.
Where's the blonde? Excuse me.
Listen, if you have to, hold the phone down by your side and they won't take it as threatening. Just hold the phone down by your side, Mr. Skelton.
Sure. Could I just... I need to ask one quick question. Will I be arrested again if I take photographs of Bilderberg? Can I pass you over to Alex Jones?
I don't speak. No. I don't speak.
No, you speak very good English. You speak very good. My friend Alex.
I don't speak like Greek. I don't speak through the telephone. It's not allowed to me.
Ask her the question again.
Okay, what can I just clarify? Am I allowed to take photographs of Bilderberg? Am I allowed?
What did you want?
No, I just wanted to ask a question. I was told to ask, am I allowed to take photographs of Bilderberg?
Okay, what do you want?
Am I allowed to take photographs of Bilderberg?
She doesn't understand. Ask her if you'll be arrested again if you go to the same place.
Oh, don't worry. Anyway, say hi to Alex.
If you want to speak
free,
you won't speak.
Hello, how are you doing?
I know it's a police station. I'm quite often here.
Is there freedom of the press in Greece, or are you a fascist country? Can he take photos of foreign banker rulers who are bankrupting you now and will enslave your family's future police officers? Police officers, do you serve Hitler? Do you serve Stalin?
Thank you.
Did they answer?
I'm a free man. Second time freedom.
But they will not answer. Well, you know what? Maybe you should go back down to Bilderberg right now and see if they put you back in. It'll kind of become like a merry-go-round, you know.
I think I might not.
You know what? I would go down there. I would go down there, and I would say, I've been told it's okay for me to do this because them releasing you. I would file a formal complaint. This is what you ought to do. I would go to the British Embassy. And I would make an issue out of this London Guardian. I mean, you're a British citizen, our subject, and you supposedly have these rights, and you're in the European Union. I would complain to the European Union Embassy, and I would say the freedom of the press is being violated by a bunch of criminal bankers meeting. This is a big deal. You got to file complaints, man.
For you, I will file a complaint, okay?
Well, for all of us.
Yeah.
But yes, it is for me. It is for my future as well.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean... I'm interested to see what's going to happen to anyone. I mean, there's a growing number of people here from the alternative media, and I think there's a few just generally interested parties turning up. But a couple of protesters I know are going to. I spoke to one guy who's going to be here. I mean, I'm just interested to see what's going to happen and how hard the Greek police are going to be, you know, hitting, and how, you know, well, hopefully not literally hitting, but how serious they're going to take it. Because as far as I can tell, they're taking it pretty seriously.
Well, I saw photos in the London Guardian. Were those your photos where they look very agitated and they're surrounding you?
Yes, that was. That's the one that really kicked things off, that photo.
And you say they were grabbing and shouting at you then. That one officer looks like he's 12 years old. What happened?
He was a nasty little fellow. I wouldn't mind if he drove his car into the marina. I didn't like him. I liked some of the others. They were fine. But, you know, it's very strange. You know what the situation does is it makes bad people out of good people.
Operative word, little fellow. He has a Napoleon complex, probably.
Yeah. I didn't like him at all. He's a bully. Anyway. So, yes, I'm free. Hello.
Oh, that was a thought crime right there. Did you know that your own Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, is banning people who criticize the government or criticize open borders from coming to England? See, in the future, and they do this in Canada, when you show up, they say you're a thought criminal, so that's why you get arrested. I mean, is that good? I thought England had the Magna Carta, 1215.
1215, almost lunch. Do you know what? I have to say to you, Alex, I'm only just waking up to what's going on. I really am one of those people who's taking their first tentative footsteps into awareness of a world which isn't pretty and it isn't necessarily being run for the right reasons by the right people. And you know, I'm just learning, and I've been twice into a police station for doing absolutely nothing. I mean, really nothing. And you know, it's a wake up call for me, and I hope it's a wake up call for some other people. And on a personal note, I'd like to thank you for the work you're doing literally waking people up out of the slumber that they are in.
Well, I appreciate you, and I was talking to Paul Watson, who you emailed. We've got your email saying that you are aware of the radio show and have listened to it. How long have you tuned into the radio show or seen the videos?
Started watching. I mean, my wife, Hannah, she's an even bigger fan of you than I am.
Oh, thought criminal.
She started getting me into this. We started looking at some, you know, we watched Loose Change. You know, that's another key. You know, we watched your, I forgot the name of it, Global Conspiracy Countdown, whatever it's called. Isn't that terrible? I forgot the name of your movie. And, you know, a couple of those videos, started looking at that, started reading, started listening to the radio show. You know, and you've got so many interesting guests on, and, you know, you hear some new ideas, some different perspectives, and, you know, it's, I mean, thank God we've got the internet now. I don't know how long we're going to have it for in the way that it, you know, the level of freedom of communication we have at this second. I don't know. That scares me. But, you know, at the moment, this is a time of awakening, I think, for everyone. I genuinely believe that. And I don't know how many people are going to, you know, wake up. I'm sorry, I keep saying that, but it is the appropriate metaphor, I think. I don't know how many are going to, and let's just hope it's enough.
Well, the London Guardian needs to make a big deal out of this because, you know, we have the Times of London, we have Haaretz, we have all these big papers. In fact, I'm going to read those later on air. I thought I'd printed the Haaretz story. Just Google Bilderberg and Haaretz, or Haaretz, and it's one of the stories down. And it says, Global Elite Meeting to Chart Future of World Government. All these news articles I'm reading this morning and today, they're now admitting it. This is a big deal because in the past, I had the New York Times just 8 years ago say I was insane, it didn't exist. Bohemian Grove didn't exist. Bilderberg Group didn't exist. When the groups had already written books and bragged about how they existed, and German presidents had written about it, and prime ministers had written about it, to now have it be all over the European press, all over the British press, but not in the U.S. press. Last year right. was the biggest blackout we'd seen in a decade. Newspapers showed up but said they weren't allowed to really write about it, so there was no U.S. press. Finally, Politico this year did a Bilderberg report dealing with my film, The Obama Deception, and how Barack Obama was clearly there, and how they helped kidnap the airplane full of media, telling him he was going to Chicago on his plane, but he didn't, and he went to Brook Street. I mean, not Brook Street. He went to the Chantilly, Virginia Marriott, and Brook Street was 2006. So I would hope you'd get some of that in your article, that there's a history of intimidation, shooting at Jim Tucker, that there's a history of threats, and that what does this say about the global elite, that they're meeting in secret, setting the financial future? You know, the Bilderberg Group has leaked, and the BBC's even reported, that they set up the European Union covertly, that they're setting up. I mean, this is a fact, sir. This is the group. If we arrested these people right now, and they've committed public crimes, most of them have, or at least started an investigation, the whole New World Order could end.
Yeah, I mean, what's fascinating, and it's such an obvious point that it's been made many times, but it's worth making again, is if these guys were doing something benign, if they were trying to organize a softball game or how to cure cancer, they'd do it in an upstairs room for Starbucks. You know, there's no need to hide good acts away from the public. There's no need to hide good intentions. You know, it's such an obvious point, but it's, I don't, you know, they've got a police helicopter flying around, and there's tinted windows, and you know, why? It's well, we all know why, but if it was all so benign, I get the feeling it would be, you know, just a little bit softer around the edges.
How would you like being shot at?
Well, it's, you know, I pretty much got my fingers crossed that doesn't happen.
Well, they do that. They also call your wife just in case they do it, because this happens to everybody's wives. They'll call up and go, hi, is Charlie there? And your wife will go, no, I'm serious. I'd call her before they do it.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but
No, I mean, they do this to most reporters. No, it's serious. They'll go, but I understand, but it sounds like a joke when I do it. The point is, hi, is Charlie there? No, he's not going to leave a message. Well, yeah, who's this? Well, this is his wife, Mrs. Skelton. That's impossible. I'm pregnant with his baby, and we're engaged. And then the woman will start crying and saying, well, I'll give you mine, you know. And then they'll call up. If you have a little dog in the backyard, they'll say, I'm watching your little white dog right now. You're like, excuse me? And then your wife looks out the window and the dog's there and goes, yeah, and that's when I'm going to stab you and rape you. So, I mean, it's the government. They're watching the dog while they do it. I mean, it's real, bud. These people call your women up. So I just want you to know these are hardcore criminals you're dealing with. I mean, take Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book 2 years ago bragging that what we already knew, he funded Pol Pot to kill 35% of the Cambodian population. These guys, Mr. Skelton, write books bragging about who they've murdered. You understand?
It's a very interesting point what you're making there. That a lot of the documentation, a lot of the ideology behind the shift towards globalization, it's been printed. It's open, it's out in the open. It's kind of so big. The point I was making, I think, in one of my pieces, is it's so big and so much out in the open, people don't see it. They're not reading the right books. They're not seeing the thinking that's behind it, which is, you know, it's been published. It's, you know, there are papers, there are books, you know. The ideology is out there for everyone to see. And also, you know, if you can, for one moment, take your eyes off, American Idol and the X Factor, you can see changes happening ever so slightly, incrementally, all the time around you. But the problem is people just don't have to. It's becoming, I genuinely think it's psychologically impossible for a lot of people to notice and to think and to see. I do, and that's one of the great horrors. They've rendered us stupid.
Well, most reporters get those calls that actually go to Bilderberg, so I'm just giving you a warning to let her know, since you're online, to just laugh it off when they call.
Have a warning, Hannah.
Okay, so she's listening. Now, we appreciate your time. Do you have a website, books, writings, stuff you want to point people at?
Apart from yours, I might start writing some more things on this subject. This is the first time I've tackled this subject in any way. And, you know, it's certainly, I didn't set out to Athens thinking I'd be detained twice by the police. So, I might write some more. Then again, I don't want my dog threatened. So, you know, I might just go back to writing jokes about Amy.
Well, no, they're not threatening the dog. They will tell you, you're there, just made yourself. It looks like, is that coffee or tea you're making there? Hello? Excuse me? You've got the, and you're like wondering how they're looking at you. And it's like, that's right, bitch. I'm going to stab you and rape you to death. How's that sound? So I'm saying, and they'll say it just like that. So I'm just trying to give you an idea who these people are. This, I'm telling you, Mr. Skelton, I've been down the rabbit hole. You're starting to go down it. And you've opened up your first step into a wider world. And there's good things and there's bad things about it. But I'm just letting the listeners know, too, for folks, you know, you ever wonder about the New World Order and who they are? These are murdering criminals. And these are the bankers, and we have this from inside Bilderberg, that are engineering the financial collapse. We said that 3 years ago today. We said they were going to engineer it, how they would do it, what they do with the stock market. We broke it all down. They rule the planet. And so we are here. This is happening. This is going on right now. And so I just want you to know that this is very, very serious. And the cop on the beat, he's just taking you to jail. He's probably not a bad guy. He's on a power trip. That cop is compartmentalized too. His family's being destroyed. His future's being destroyed. His world's being destroyed by the very bankers he's criminally protecting. You know, he has to break a law and violate your free speech under the EU charter and under the laws of Greece. They break the law and keep taking you to jail. Beat the rap, can't beat the ride. So they're committing crimes to destroy their own futures.
I've just thought of a book I'd like to recommend.
What book is that?
Well, it's a little bit odd, you might think, me recommending it, but I picked up a copy of the diaries of Goebbels, the German propagandist from World War II, one of the most evil men of all time, but also one of the most brilliant psychologists. And these papers were rescued after the war, and almost by chance. And what's revealed in his diaries is just one of the early exponents of propaganda, of mind manipulation, of the population control, giving and taking, guiding the public mind. And it's an extraordinary read. And I recommend everyone to just have a look at it, because you read it and you go, my God, this guy is you know, he's one of the groundbreakers there. He's one of the groundbreakers.
Well, you know who he cited? He cited Edward Bernays.
I heard that today, actually, funnily enough. Yeah.
Oh, so you were reading them? Yeah, I've actually read part of those. I didn't have time to read the whole book. Which book do you have? There's two books that I know of that have the writings of.
Do you know what? I don't know. It's an old tattered
Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda Gauleiter. Stay there. Let's do one more segment if you can do it.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Look, Charlie Skelton, you're a smart guy, writer for London Guardian, writer for a lot of big publications. I'm not here preaching at you. I'm just telling you, I've been there. I've seen it. I can't believe how evil the globalists are, but they revel. They one-up each other on who is the most ruthless, who is the most corrupt. And Edward Bernays and Joseph Goebbels, that's 80-year-old stuff. You know, when they were really in their heydays. And it's all being used today, but even more sophisticated. They fuse more than 100 different types of propaganda together where I can't even articulate it. I can just behold it and go, when I'm watching television, I mean, that's how scientific it is, and the wordsmithing and the twisting and the tactics. And but you're talking about Goebbels. That is good to read. I definitely want to have you back up in the near future. I want to get you up for 15, 20 minutes tomorrow. I won't keep you for 10 hours. If your cell bill's huge, you know, it's $50 or something, send me a bill. I'll pay for it. So I appreciate you. We were going to try to call your hotel, but you got detained, and luckily we thought to get your cell phone earlier. And I know I've been, you know, preaching at you, but you're there, arrested twice, released again. Have they won? I mean, are you not going back now? To the Bilderberg group meeting. I guess you could go buy a 100-pound, 200-pound digital Zoom, a little bit better Sony, one that has like a 50 Zoom or something, and maybe have taxis drive by and take photos. Digitals are good at that. Don't let them stop you just because they've arrested you twice. Now, that's easy to say. I was only arrested once for 16 hours and didn't like it, or 15, 16, whatever. Where are you going from here?
It's a good question. Have they won? And partially they had today. I didn't. I was intimidated enough not to go up to the gate to the hotel today. I was well away from it when I was detained for the second time, I was laughing through gritted teeth with the policewoman who was going, "I can't believe you're back again." And I was saying, "Look, I was trying not to be. I was trying not to be detained."
But see, I would have told her, it's your problem. What is this, Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia? I mean, my folks, they're already censoring the internet. They're setting that up the same way China phased it in. The free speech zones, that started in Russia, then China. Listen, if you study this, Mr. Skelton, you're there reading propaganda documents right now, that they phased this stuff in. If you're reading Goebbels' diaries, you see he talks about that.
Yeah, I mean, information is the key thing, the holding back and or sharing of information. And you know, insofar as the internet allows a sharing of viewpoints, of differing viewpoints and of information, different information, you know, the key word being difference, you know, that's great. I don't know how long that difference is going to last. And I'd like to make a serious point here, which is that it's very difficult to categorize the alternative media and people with alternative viewpoints as one thing. Whereas Bilderberg, they're sitting there and they are strategizing, and they, you know, there is whatever you might think is happening, whatever you characterize the Bilderberg meeting as, you have to agree that some strategizing, some ideas, some forward thinking is being done. I mean, whether you think it's benign, malign, whatever. So this kind of strategy.
Oh no, power brokers.
I know. But these broad brokers,
they don't get together and they talk about power.
Sure, I know. So what? But you know, on the point of, from, you know, you turn it around and you see what people like you or and other alternative voices are saying. It's very difficult to strategize against that kind of serious big money, you know, strategizing that's going on their side. And you know, one of the difficult things is that people have differences of opinion and people disagree. I disagree with my wife about aspects of September 11th, for example. We have I disagree about certain things about, you know, the importance of gun control, and my mind is slightly changing on that, I have to admit. But you know, whilst we have differences of opinion, I think it's very important that at some point there is a coherent strategy against globalization.
Okay, listen, do five more minutes and I'm going to let you go and take calls. 1 minute break, sir. We're going to start the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.